KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. This month may be the moment of truth for six Bay Area communities. Each one is vying to be the new home of a high-profile national research center. But as KQED's Amy Standen reports, when it comes to development in the Bay Area, there are no easy answers.
When you get right down to it, a city competing for a big development project sounds just like any other salesman making a pitch.
You get to two BART stations, there's going to be two freeway entrances.
And we have parking, and it is free.
You can buy anything from a $2.50 slice of pizza at Betty's Pizza to a $35 steak at Zoot.
That's Oakland, Alameda, and Berkeley. Emeryville, Albany, and Richmond are also in the running for what you might call the 2012 Cadillac Bay Area Development Projects, a new second campus for the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory.
This is kind of the platinum level, a marquee sort of development.
Will Travis was, until recently, the head of the Bay Conservation and Development Commission, a state agency that regulates building around the Bay. He says, sure, big development projects happen all the time in the Bay Area, but Lawrence Berkeley Labs is different. 13 Nobel Prizes have been won on work done here, 16 elements added to the periodic table.
It reflects who we are as a society, a knowledge-based society, and this is the epitome of knowledge.
But the lab has been overflowing its headquarters in the Berkeley Hills for some time. Research on biofuels and other fields has spilled over into satellite offices in Emeryville and Walnut Creek. So the idea is to consolidate those operations into a second campus. And for several Bay Area cities, this seems like a dream opportunity. Alameda is one of them.
So where we are now is really at the heart of phase one, kind of the central quad.
Jennifer Odd is a development manager for the city.
With inspirational views and waterfront promenade.
She says when the Navy decommissioned Alameda Naval Air Station 15 years ago, the city lost thousands of jobs. The lab would be a chance to bring this area back to life. So the city is offering a 50-acre piece of the site to the lab for free. And this says a lot, especially when you consider that because it's a national lab, the campus will contribute nothing in local property taxes. But it's still worth it, says Ott.
They will shop in our restaurants and use our services. And we also believe that they will attract other private users to locate here and bring tax revenues into the city and jobs.
The need for jobs unites all six of the possible sites. But here's something else many of them have in common. They're flat and by the water. And that presents a problem that no one has much experience dealing with, says Will Travis.
The fact that the area is low-lying and is susceptible to climate change and sea level rise is not something that has really been integrated into the regulatory process yet.
San Francisco Bay waters are expected to rise steadily in coming years, 16 inches by 2050, up to 55 inches by the end of the century. But the more imminent threat, says Travis, is storms.
The scientists are telling us that we will have more extreme events more often, and we're seeing it.
Travis believes that sea level rise is something that can be designed around, with stilts or artificial hills, setbacks. His former agency is charged with writing those guidelines. But at a certain point, says Heather Cooley of the Oakland-based Pacific Institute, there will be places that are simply not worth developing, places we will just abandon to the rising waters.
We will need to have those sorts of conversations. That's a hard one.
And one, she says, that nobody in the Bay Area is quite ready to have yet. Other hard conversations are taking place just north, near the Albany-Berkeley border. A thoroughbred named I'm Tops is getting a pedicure. Hooves filed down, shiny new aluminum shoes.
This is a lost art.
Peter Tunney has been in the racing business for most of his adult life. But here at Golden Gate Fields, just off of I-80, the bets aren't what they used to be, and neither are the crowds.
We have all learned that we don't need grandstands because it has become a television sport.
Tunney works for the Stronach Group, which owns Golden Gate Fields. He says if the lab chooses this spot, the racetrack built in 1941 would be torn down. Racing would continue just somewhere smaller, inland, maybe Pleasanton.
We're in the racing business. We would stay in the racing business. We're just following it through as a potential option.
There are other concerns about building here. Birders say the construction could damage precious habitat near the track, and losing the racetrack would cost the city of Albany about $1.5 million tax dollars that it's traditionally taken in from the races each year, money that funds its schools, among other things. Another hurdle is that by law, residents in Albany would have the right to vote on whether to allow the lab or not, which could add time and risk to the process.
Each site has pluses and negatives.
Again, Will Travis.
I think this is what's taking the lab so long to make a decision. There are no perfect sites.
One final option is to build out the Richmond Field Station, which is off of 580. It's home now to various other scientific projects, including an earthquake simulator. And it's a serious contender because the lab already owns the land. A spokesman for Lawrence Berkeley Lab says a decision should be out within the month. They hope to have the new facilities up and running by 2016. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the Wincote Foundation.